Welcome to Rhema for Today.
A lot of time people under the new covenant will talk about many times putting out fleeces. Do you know it's New Testament unscriptural to be led by fleeces? Well, somebody said, yeah, but now back there in the Old Testament, Gideon put out a fleece, I know it. But if you just stop and think for a moment, you know your Bibles, under the Old Covenant, first of all, they hadn't been born again. Secondly, only the king, the priest, and the prophet had the Spirit of God anointing them upon them to fulfill those offices.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, sometimes when you even pray with tongues, and people get into bondage and into trouble along this line, get into the flesh and into the soul realm and out of the spirit realm again, they speak with tongues in the spirit, but many times they interpret out of the soul. It may surprise you, but that's absolutely the truth. Because they think everything they speak ought to be interpreted, so they try to pick up something with their mind and say it. No, everything that's spoken with tongues doesn't have to be interpreted or shouldn't even be interpreted. Are you listening to me? You always want that unction in your spirit to interpret. You don't want to just try something or just force something. If there isn't anything flowing out of your spirit, out of your innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. Are you listening to me? I've seen people say to people, you know, feel like God has a message for you, and they'd speak in tongues, then tell them, said, now interpret that. Well, now really, that's ignorance gone to seed. Amen. Are you listening to me? Don't try to force any interpretation. Let it come out of your spirit, not out of your soul, not out of your mind. Don't try to make up something. And if it just isn't there, well, don't try to force anything. Now, sometimes, even in praying, I find out that I interpret my prayers. But now then again, in praying in other tongues, I find out no interpretation had anything to do with it. My spirit searcheth, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. And the Holy Spirit is residing, if you'll pardon the expression, in my belly. You see, go back here to John, if you doubt that, go back to John's Gospel, the 7th verse. 7th chapter, 37th verse. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believeth on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So you see, the Holy Spirit's dwelling, another translation said, not only out of his belly, but out of his innermost being. That's a better way to say it. The Holy Spirit's dwelling in my innermost being. And another way of saying Proverbs 20:27 would be, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly, or of your innermost being. Well, I found that my spirit very often, I'm not talking about interpretation, now that's a different thing entirely, will know what I'm praying. My spirit will know that. And because, you see, the Holy Spirit's dwelling in my spirit searcheth the inner parts, innermost part. And my spirit will know what the Holy Spirit is saying to my spirit. My spirit will pass it on to my mind. We'll get to that in a minute, how he does it. And there's just a whole world out there in the spirit. Some people become fearful because, you see, they operate in the soul realm, and in the soul realm you can have demon activity as well as Holy Spirit activity, and many have never learned the difference. and it's created problems. Well, we'll try to help along that line. Now, you see, I'm trying to establish the fact that man is a spirit being, that God contacts us through our spirit. God deals with our spirits. He cannot contact us through our minds. The Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in our minds. He does not contact us through our bodies. Now, he did in the Old Testament. The reason he did, because they were spiritually dead people. I'm not living under the Old Testament. You see, you'll get a lot of time, people under the New Covenant will talk about many times putting out fleeces. Do you know it's New Testament unscriptural to be led by fleeces? Well, somebody said, yeah, but now back there in the Old Testament, Gideon put out a fleece, I know it. But if you just stop and think for a moment, if you know your Bibles, under the Old Covenant, first of all, they hadn't been born again. Secondly, only the king, the priest, and the prophet had the Spirit of God anointing them upon them to fulfill those offices. The rest of the people knew nothing about any kind of a personal manifestation of the Spirit of God to them as an individual. They saw the manifestation of God's glory in the cloud, but that holy presence was kept shut up in the holies of holies. So Gideon didn't know then when God began to deal with him, because he didn't have the Spirit. He didn't know whether it was a God or the devil or who it was. Are you listening? It's awfully dangerous for New Testament Spirit-filled Christian to put out fleeces. Most dangerous thing in the world to do. For the simple reason that, you see, this fleece business is in the realm where Satan is God. He's the God of this world. I remember as a Baptist preacher and pastor, I never heard much about fleeces. After I got baptized, the Holy Ghost spoke the other tongue, come over among Pentecostal people, I heard a whole lot about putting out fleeces. A lot of it. Preachers and everybody's always putting out fleeces. Well, I began to keep records. I began to talk to preachers in the process of time. You see, after I'd put out a fleece and it backfired on me, only time I ever got fleece is when I put out a fleece. Then I began to talk to other preachers, you see, and people, and ask them, pastors and evangelists, and never could find anybody that got it to work for them. I don't know why they still did it. God doesn't work on a hit and miss method. Only time in my life that I ever missed God relative to church or preaching or as evangelist and so on and so forth, when I put out a fleece. The rest of the time I just prayed and waited on God till I got an inward witness in here. I knew on the inside of me what to do. Are you listening to me? I knew what to do on the inside of me, and I followed that, and I never missed it anymore then. Never made the mistake. Well, if we'd learned to listen to our spirits, we'd just be a whole lot better off. Because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, the spirit of man is the part of man that's born again, and is the part of man that receives eternal life, which is the nature and the life of God, and that becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. You remember we looked at the verse there that said yesterday in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Well, that's not the outward man. The body's not new when you're born again. It's the man on the inside. The spirit man that's born again becomes a new man, a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so it's the spirit of man that's born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you remember, that when Nicodemus said, after Jesus said to him, you must be born again, and being natural, he could only think naturally. And so he said, is it possible for a man to enter into the his mother's womb, you know, and be born the second time? Well, Jesus wasn't talking about a physical birth. He said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He was talking about a spiritual birth. And so that's the part of man that's born again, is his spirit. And his spirit receives eternal life, the life of God, the nature of God into it. And it's his spirit. You notice he said that that God's spirit, the spirit of God, bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And it's his spirit that's made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now the soul is not the innermost being at all. And it's not the soul that's born again. Are you listening to me now? Amen. Now here's something that you need to see. We use these terms so loosely until people have missed real truth that would bless them. We've talked about, you see, we've interchanged spirit and soul and acted like they were the same. Now here's a verse of scripture. Look in your Bibles now. Here's something that helped me that really bothered me for a long time, to tell you the truth about it, because, you see, I didn't know what I know now, the difference between spirit and soul, and I did just like every other preacher did that I knew of. I referred to the spirit as the soul, and the soul as the spirit. Didn't divide them. The Bible divides them. See? I didn't.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're now enrolling for the fall of 2026.
Yeah.
Wow.
And hey,
yes.
Oh, in April,
yes.
Next month,
that's
we got a Rhema College weekend coming up,
mm-hmm.
And that's April 10th through the 12th. That's Friday through Sunday, right here on the campus. Now, what is it all about? Well, you attend 3 classes, you meet with the dean, you get a tour of the campus, there's
yes.
a worship night. There's information about job and housing,
yes.
and then there's a fun night.
Yes.
And on Sunday, you attend the Rhema Bible Church Sunday a.m. service.
Yes.
So just go to rbdc.org, and all the information will come up there, and you can sign up. It's free to sign up, and come on and be with us.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase Volume 2 of the series. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.